don't look now. We are just 2 months away and change from 2025. That means it's time to start looking at healthcare enrollment plans for the new year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us. Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. A lot of people don't spend as much time as they should picking a health insurance plan because, honestly, it makes your eyes glaze over after a bit.
Way to sell it, girl. Thanks.
No problem. But let's be honest, it's not fun reading.
It is not. However, but there's real money on the table here, right? I mean, we are spending thousands and thousands of dollars for our various benefits. And I think that that's what should get you to at least pay a little bit of attention. We pay a lot of attention to how much eggs cost. I don't know, but this just escapes us. So, you know, what you're really trying to do is figure out what you have right now, right, your current plan, and you want to make sure that your doctors and your prescriptions are still covered by that plan. These things change quite rapidly, actually. You know, a lot of people are like, whoa, my doctor's not in this plan anymore. And the plans themselves, they can substitute different insurers. So you really have to look at your what's out there in your plan, what you have, and then try to choose accordingly. I just want to be clear that there are one little extra thing to point out for this year, and that is that, you know, a lot of people have been paying attention to high deductible health plans. We are seeing many more employers offer these. These are the plans where, you know, you've got a bigger deductible, right? So you got to pay more out of pocket. So in order to do that, they pair these plans with something called a health savings account. And these accounts are amazing. They allow you to save for those extra dollars that you have to pay for the higher deductible and other healthcare costs. But unlike a lot of other savings vehicles, when you leave your job, you can take this account with you. They are triple tax advantage. Didn't I wake you up now? The money that goes in, no tax on it. The money in the account, you don't pay tax on it. You take it out to pay for healthcare, either today or maybe decades in the future, no tax on it. High deductible health plan with a health savings account. Check that one out.
We need an echo behind you for that triple tax advantage.
Thank you.
Like a
car sales
commercial.
Thanks. Again, thanks for selling it, guys.
Hey Jill.
That's what we're here for, Jill.
For people listening who are over the age of 65, you say if ever there was a year to spend time on Medicare, this is it. Why is that?
Well, the plan is changing pretty dramatically. And, you know, I know a lot of people are just like, oh, I've been in the same plan for years. But, you know, grab somebody in your family who can help you go on to healthcare.gov if you don't feel comfortable doing so yourself. Because right now, what we know is the whole drug coverage is changing. So here's the good news. Out-of-pocket costs for medications is capped at $2,000. That's really great. That's the Part D prescription drug plan. However, it means that there are other kind of sneaky parts of coverage like co-payments or deductibles that are rising to take that into account. And so what that means is there are a lot of cases where people are finding that, yes, my drug is covered in this one plan, but all these other costs are actually going up. So this means that if you spend a little bit of time at Medicare.gov, you can see whether your prescriptions are included in the plan you have, how much they're going to cost, and compare it with other opportunities in the Medicare family.
All right. Thank you, Jill, as always. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us for Jill on Money.